Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Foot here in Texas. You know, Dr. Corsi, I'm noticing there's like a gathering in Texas. It's also happening in other states like New Hampshire, but everybody is really moving to Texas, and the globalists see Texas as the resistance to their New World Order takeover. And I know they've got to get the guns, but I think, as the founders said, you won't need the Second Amendment until they try to take it. As Thomas Jefferson said, elaborate on what you mean by the Second Amendment is going to save us. And you were telling me during the break, people are finally starting to get it. This has been great banter we're having.
Well, I think, first of all, the broadcast you're doing, we're at WND getting the word out. People are understanding that, oh, they say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. It's not a conspiracy. It's a conscious plan to bankrupt the United States. Conscious plan to take away our freedoms. You get the Patriot Act coming in after 9/11. You get now the, you know, terrorism is expanding, so we've got to be able to take guns away, school killings. All these fear elements end up in taking fundamental rights from the American people while we're being indebted to China. And China wants the assets. The New World Order people, communist socialists, say China's the future because China is communist. But they've figured out, you know, the Obama people.
Well, they're really just slave masters.
Capitalism. They're slave masters.
Yeah, yeah. Communism for the slaves, palaces for the controllers.
Precisely. I mean, you know, Obama gets, you know, multi-million dollar vacations.
$10 million vacations, red carpets. They're the new Hollywood.
And celebrities. And, you know, so does Nancy Pelosi. You go into a federal building, you're going to have to go through a metal detector. Your property is going to be looked at. You're not gonna, they're all going to be protected, the federal government, by guns and weapons. And by the way, they're not part of Obamacare. Nobody in the Senate and the House is part of Obamacare. Nobody in the Senate and the House will be part of any gun restrictions. When China comes in...
Unbelievable.
China comes in...
Unbelievable.
And the Trans-Texas Corridor was the first salvo in this. And out of it, look, China is still managing the Panama Canal. They're managing these ports in Mexico, like Lázaro Cárdenas and Manzanilla. China wants ports. The Bank of China has met with the federal government. They've said, we want assets now for our debt. We'll get in. The Cloward-Piven theory drives this, because the Cloward-Piven, two sociologists who had a plan, they bankrupt New York in the 70s with this idea, overloading welfare, so capitalism crashes. You blame capitalism, you reconstruct socialism, let the Chinese come in and show us how to do it. The Chinese understand capitalism, the way it works. And we're just being prepared for it. The discussion today in the Senate about guns is to sensitize people. Remember, same-sex marriage. 20 years ago, people were offended. Now everybody's desensitized. The same with a gun takeover. You introduce the idea. You show Newton, all these schools. You want to protect the schools? Put armed guards in them. That's what they do in the federal buildings. It works for the federal buildings are not no gun zones. The federal troops have, you know, federal officers in every House and Senate.
But how do you beat it when they've got all the illegal aliens voting and everything?
What they don't have is you've got the people of the United States, those left in America who understand that the Founding Fathers created.
We have to get aggressive and realize how much trouble we're in and go after them politically, legally. People've got to make this a full-time deal.
And take it seriously.
Yeah, this isn't a joke.
It's not a joke. I mean, this is now when, you know, pre-prepared, all these, the census data about filling out all this
information. The smart meters watching everything they're doing.
They're collecting data right now to know where everything is. So when they come to get the guns, they all say, well, give us the one you got in that closet. You registered it. We know you've got it. Hand it over. You know, this is where the information...
And they know when people fight back, then it'll be, oh, there's a new terrorist threat.
All we want to do is register the guns. What's wrong with that? Well, as soon as you've registered...
Then they take them.
They know where they are.
They go, but you can keep your bolt action. Now Australia's banning bolt action.
Well, and again, what's an assault rifle? Well, an assault rifle is going to be anything they decide is an assault.
That's why they're now saying, oh, it's handguns, too, we're going to ban.
Anything you want is an assault rifle. And again, the Second Amendment was designed for this very situation, for people to...
Stay there. We've got to talk about what the Second Amendment was designed for with Dr. Jerome Corsi coming up, and then we'll get into all the other huge issues taking place right now.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting, non-GMO, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Again, it's Friday, the 25th day of January, 2013. We've got Dr. Jerome Corsi here with us for another 25 minutes or so, and then he's got to leave and get on an airplane. Again, he is a PhD from Harvard University in political science. I work with the State Department and other agencies in highly classified areas as a consultant. And, of course, has written 5 New York Times best-selling nonfiction books, many of them number one. And he writes for WorldNet Daily, and he's got a bunch of e-books out right now. And, yes, there are a lot of different sociologists, and that's how communists operate during the infiltration phase, because they want to bankrupt things, then blame free market, and they get so many dependent they can take over. Now, Doc, we've had great banner. Everybody's saying, you know, powerful radio earlier. But I want to be able to now just sit back and have you recap everything you've said, that this is the global mega banks, anti-free market with the socialists and the communists, to recap last hour, leveraging with the communist Chinese, using limited capitalism where they exempt themselves from the rules, basically modern slavery, to take over, and how we beat them and what we're facing and how they use the drugs, how the big banks are behind that. You wanted to talk about that. I'm going to just sit back now. You've got the floor.
Well, I mean, there's so many. First of all, I want to start out with the Second Amendment. I want to say this about the Second Amendment. Second Amendment was written for a time like this. It was written for a time, you know, Revolutionary War was when the British were taking everything over, British making a final play to dominate the colonies. And the militias then at that point, people being armed, were critical. An armed public today. Second Amendment is a powerful tool. It's why it's being attacked. It's critical to maintain. Now, the next thing I want to say is, look, and Alex, we are the drug cartels. The government of the United States, you got the NSA, which is reading everybody's emails. Now, you mean to say, and I showed and published with John Cruz, the whistleblower, the information about HSBC, money laundering, money coming from the drug cartels. That has to happen with the U.S. government knowing about it. You mean Treasury, Federal Reserve, NSA, CIA didn't know the Mexican drug launderers were driving into Tijuana with a truckload of $100 bills sitting in the high net worth area, you know, drinking espresso while that's being processed into the bank and shoveled all over the world on behalf of the drug cartels. We facilitated that.
I've talked to the Air Force and Army officers who sit there with the surveillance blimps and the aircraft, and they're told, let that through, let that, stop that.
Why do we have more heroin coming out of Afghanistan today than when the Taliban ran Afghanistan? Again, we are the drug cartels. We are the gun runners of the world. Fast and Furious was just the tip of the iceberg. You mean guns are being run worldwide and the NSA and the CIA doesn't know what's happening and can't catch anybody? It's nonsense. Drug cartels penetrating into the United States. You mean we're able to sell billions of dollars. I'd say the drug business may be a $1 trillion business.
It is.
To drug addicts in the streets of Colorado and every other city of America. And, you know, the CIA and the FBI can't find them?
Well, I mean, Wells Fargo with Warren Buffett got caught laundering $378 billion 2 years ago with Wachovia.
The major profits, I think, today being made in the banking system worldwide come from money laundering. The money laundering laws that are out there are not to catch the drug cartel.
They're to harass us.
They basically permit the federal government to track everything you're doing in the bank, where your money is. Make sure you're not using any cash. The catch, who's being caught with the Patriot Act, are legitimate citizens who just do one or two things wrong.
I know someone in Texas who has a successful business, no criminal record, and over two decades had saved up a couple $100,000 in cash, went to put it back in the bank.
They'll be harassed.
Oh, was arrested.
Yeah, right, exactly. And see, but yet you come into Tijuana with a truckload of $100 bills, hey, you're a preferred customer. And that money's going to pass right through the entire system, going to come through banks. HSBC was money laundering in Long Island. We had the data, stealing people's Social Security numbers, creating false accounts, running millions of dollars through these false accounts, closing the accounts so there was no trace of them. We turned the information, John Cruz, the whistleblower, I wrote about it in WND, we went into the Department of Homeland Security in New York, turned over this information, turned it over to the Congress, and nobody was doing anything until we started publicizing it, writing the articles about it, exposing it. I've exposed HSBC in India. All around the world, HSBC is a criminal bank. It's engaging in these activities. And if HSBC wants to sue me, hey, I'll save them the problem.
Wait a minute. It's in the news. It's in the news that all the big Federal Reserve member banks and others have been caught
laundering money. They are laundering. It's the only way the drug business.
That's why they keep it illegal to keep the price up.
You can't have a drug business if the governments don't cooperate.
Now, doctor.
It's the same with the guns. The guns are the same. Guns are being. The federal government wants a monopoly on the weapons so that they can put the weapons where they want.
And selectively arrest us.
And selectively arrest us if we dare have any. But they'll be happy to get them in the hands of Al-Qaeda. Where does Al-Qaeda get
missiles?
The weapons? Let's track the weapons that were used in Mali. Let's track the weapons that are used in Syria and find out they track right back to the State Department.
Now, let me bring this up since you said that. People always in the mainstream media spin it that I'm saying, and this is a quote of Chris Matthews, that Bush was at the towers with a plunger. Bush is a teleprompter reading puppet like Obama to many levels, though Obama, more and more we're learning, is actually enjoying what's happening and in there, running some of the things. I've always said criminal globalist elements are financing and using Al-Qaeda as a pretext to menace us into slavery and as a pretext to bring in a police state. And look at the Homeland documents. It's all about returning veterans, gun owners. I mean, don't I get an apology from the national conservatives out there who spun it that I was saying the whole government was doing 9/11?
I would say forget about it. The issue is that you're right in tracking the information and getting it out. This is apologies whether you'll ever get.
Sure, I don't even want that. My point is I'm saying there's a criminal globalist element in the government using Al-Qaeda.
We have a criminal government. Our government is running drugs, permitting it to happen, and running guns.
And running Al-Qaeda.
We are the drug cartels. We are Al-Qaeda. This is a fundamental
realization. You know, 100 miles into the Texas border, all over the state, anywhere I have to go, they have border patrol checkpoints. And when I pull up now and they go, I want to search your car, I go, you know the government ships the drugs. And they go, all right, you can go. I mean, they all know it.
And look, Al-Qaeda right now, we have a group of expatriates out of Libya. They've been sending us information. Al-Qaeda has taken over Libya.
They fly the flags there.
And they are, in fact, raging a tribal war where they're killing other tribes that were favorable to Gaddafi. We're not saying, oh, we've got to use this doctrine to protect people out of the UN, go in. No.
Well, they're ethnic cleansing the blacks.
Because as long as Al-Qaeda is killing people, our government's going to stand down. I mean, the whole Arab Spring was a takeover by the Muslim Brotherhood of all these countries, one after the other.
So where is it all going? How do we beat this?
Well, again, exposing it is fundamental. People waking up and understanding that, you know, we've got a criminal government. It demands investigation. When you were calling for investigations, Alex, you need to have you on the investigating committee, not some, you know, Warren Commission you get the State Department and the Justice Department saying,
sure,
the first 24 hours, we got to make sure Lee Harvey Oswald's found as the culprit. Paper over it. Put the critics on the investigating committees, give them the power, and let's prosecute the federal officials. How about Nancy Pelosi? How about Barack Obama? You know, in terms of criminal activity.
Rand Paul said bare minimum, Hillary should have to step down. Obviously, the White House has been caught lying.
Quit lying. You know, I want to know, for the 8 hours this embassy was under attack and we had drones there, do they sit and watch it in the State Department?
Of course they did.
Did they go to bed and let our people die in the field over there? While, in fact, we had Al-Qaeda attacking and we were running drugs, we'd rather have those ambassadors die than admit they were there with guns that were run, that were as a cache of guns that were illegally brought into the United States by the United States, headed to Syria. That if they didn't die, we were going to expose our own gun running. So the White House and over in Pentagon and CIA, they watch them die rather than call in military.
And order the CIA torture base down the road to not help.
And stand down. Some of the, I believe at least two of the government official, the military that were there dying in Benghazi, basically violated orders and went in.
That's right. Yeah, the Navy SEALs.
Navy SEALs violated orders. They weren't going to stand for this. They were there begging for help. They were calling in, you know, trajectories, giving target locations. Well, that was because the drones around there had to be armed.
For 8 hours, you had up to 500 people with anti-aircraft guns cranked down to the ground, firing into the building.
And what does Obama and Hillary come? They say, oh, it's because of a movie. Again, using the incident to try to quash free speech. They always this. They were insulted over this movie.
Well, they recycle everything they do to attack freedom.
Attack freedom. It's all back on attack the United States citizens. Take the guns away. Take the First Amendment away, and use any incident that happens. School.
Let me ask you this: if we don't stop them studying this worldwide, reading their own white papers, their own sociologists, where does it go if we don't stop them?
If it doesn't stop them, we might as well read Nazi Germany again, because we're going to be the victims in another Nazi Germany. There's going to be no place to go.
These are authoritarians.
Yeah. And let's let Congress know that if Congress doesn't listen, everybody in Congress, we vote out. Anybody who's there, we just vote out.
But it's time to be freaking out. I mean, this is openly.
And demand hearings. Demand investigations. Press the information. Every day, Alex, when you're out there showing people what's really in the news, your audience, what we're doing at WND, this is an extremely important function. Get the truth. The Trans-Texas Corridor, when people realized that they were going to take 4 football fields wide of Texas and give it to Spain to develop its highway.
That's globalism.
And finally, Texans came out of these meetings. They told Rick Perry and the Texas Department of Transportation they could shove this plan.
But 6 years later, like a roach, he creeps back.
Come back. It's constant vigilance. Jefferson was right. Constant.
And anyone who approaches the Jewel is an enemy.
And they will target us as the enemy.
That's fine. Hey, we're committed. We're going all the way. We'll be back with a final segment to talk about the new royalty. Stay with us.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the greatest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Final segment with Dr. Jerome Corsi. He's got a big book coming out in a couple months exposing just the death panels that didn't exist and that they now are saying are so great. It is just unspeakable how evil these authoritarians are. And it's not authoritarianism for domination because they have some grand plan to help people. The globalists, I've studied them, really hate humanity. They're very unhappy nasty people. But you mentioned something earlier I wanted to flesh out here. Here's the Weekly Standard, and it is in the new bill. Feinstein gun control bill to exempt government officials. And I have the Huffington Post here with the police, one of the police patrolman associations in New York saying, well, we need guns to protect ourselves from criminals. So the police now, under this federal bill, are saying, well, we're going to take all of your guns, but we'll still be able to have guns to protect ourselves because criminals won't follow laws. This is new titles of nobility. This is what our founders fought because the police and all former feds, just like you said earlier, Congress exempts itself from Obamacare.
Exactly.
I mean, that is so discriminatory.
Obama gets to have all the vacations he wants, travel anywhere he wants to go. Look at how Nancy Pelosi flies around. This is all, they have their own health system in Congress. They have their own lifestyle, their own parking lot, their own restaurants. It's a sinecure for life, pensions forever if you're in for one term. You know, look, Alex, this entire plan, the entire attack on God, that's what my new book is on, the ACLU. It's on the plan to remove God. It's called The Bad Samaritan.
Gloria Steinem wears shirts saying, I got an abortion. It's beautiful.
Okay, we're celebrating abortions. Now, the next thing, if we're celebrating abortions, the next plan will be to celebrate the killing of the old.
You must not watch a mainline new TV. No. The sexy thing is to talk about how ugly old people are and how great it is to kill them.
Right, because they're useless. They're just, you know, wasted. They're old. They can't do anything. They can't contribute. Kill them. But at the same time, all the groups that are supporting Obama, all the leftist-oriented groups, the minorities, are being used as dupes. Nothing is in return to them. Go into the
Obama won't even go talk to them. Remember what Maxine Waters said.
Go to the African-American communities. Look at the highest unemployment. Look at the biggest crime and drug use, dropouts from schools.
Exploding.
Families. What is any federal government doing to, you know, they're
Chicago, where the Don runs things.
Go into Detroit. Take a look at the comparison that's circulating on the internet between Detroit and Hiroshima at the end of World War II. Hiroshima is a thriving community. Detroit, under socialism,
is
devastated.
That's
the future of America under socialism. Detroit. Go look at it. No jobs. The jobs to China. Everybody in poverty. Everybody facing either go into the drug.
And when I say to socialists that are mid-level and really mean well, they go, everything's going to collapse, austerity, you want to kill old people. And meanwhile, it's the eugenicists saying they're going to kill the old people.
And my book of this whole thing, got to look at the Cloward-Piven theory. The plan is to so bankrupt the United States with new entitlement programs, Obamacare, you've got, you know, all the food stamps you want. Well, they'll roll out entitlement after entitlement because the idea is we'll never be able to pay for them. We'll be bankrupt. And the collapse of the United States, they'll blame capitalism. Then they'll open the door for the Chinese. The Chinese will own the debt. And the socialists,
they already do.
The Chinese know how to run capitalism. We'll just use the Chinese system. Constitution is an old document. We've already had the Georgia.
They're already saying that in the Piers Pressure article. Do one on this. This article says we need to do what the communist Chinese say. Read it, and then I'll be dealt with.
And that's going to be for everybody. Right there.
Actually, and did you see Piers Morgan say he wants to shoot me?
Yes, I saw that. I saw the entire.
Have you been around the so-called liberals privately, where all they were talking about is killing people?
Look, the whole agenda is a death agenda. It's killing babies. How are we going to celebrate
killing old people?
Killing old people.
How could the free market pay for everybody and now socialism, nothing can be paid for?
In fact, look, this is not, people don't understand, this is not an economic downturn we're in. This is a created, manipulated, structural unemployment, where even if the economy improved, the jobs created are in China.
They've doubled the food stamps. That's on goal.
Of course. They've had increasing dependency on the federal
government. And they're saying, and they've even got Rand Paul going, we've got to adapt or die, that psyop, to make the Republican Party, you know, just the right wing of the left.
The Republican Party and the Democratic Party are essentially one
party. It's a psyop.
It's one party.
People are rejecting socialism.
And people are going to continue to reject socialism. People are going to start taking strong measures, demanding.
And it's time to start
a little investigation.
I agree. But isn't it start to not complying as well?
Yes, also, first of all, the Second Amendment is fundamental. People have got to retain their guns. The Second Amendment was created for times when tyranny is on the rise.
And it's here.
It's here. It's here and it's on the move.
You know, our founders are fighting for us from the grave.
Well, and we've got to listen because the words that they gave us, the instructions and the tools are right there, First Amendment, Second Amendment, and we've got to demand the federal government as a criminal government running drug cartels.
Tell you what, come back and do five more minutes with us, then the big announcement. I want you to finish up your plans to turn this around.
Stay fine.
Okay, fantastic. Here we go.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you're busy, but now here's a surprise.
Here's a surprise, tyrants. We can see you. We can see for miles and miles and miles, and we know your playbook. We've been warning people for decades, and now that we're coming down to the wire, people are going, wait. Ron Paul, Dr. Corsi, Alex Jones, G. Edward Griffin, countless others, Bob Chapman, the list goes on and on, Lou Rockwell, they all warned us about this, and exactly what they said is now happening. They told us 10 years ago the smart meters were going to hook into all our electronics and track us and tax us and surveil us, and the government said it was a conspiracy theory, but now it's admitted. Well, wait, Alex said the NSA was spying on us 10 years ago without warrants, non-terror related. Now they admit it. Oh, Alex said that it was really for the American people, Homeland Security. Now it's admitted. Again, it's all happening. We've got a chance to beat these people if we realize they're really bad people. They're not misguided liberals, environmental wackos. I wish Rush Limbaugh would stop saying they're idiot wackos. These are, because I've been at hundreds of their events, and they always come over when the camera's off and punch you in the arm or grab your shirt and say, I'm going to get you. One day we're going to get you. I'm sure that's happened to you, Dr. Corsi. In closing, we've got some huge news coming up after you go. Kissinger predicts nuclear war with Iran, Infowars.com. Holder begins gun control push, trying to raise money for the Democratic Party on the back of it. Fireside chats. Assault weapon ban lacks Democratic votes to pass Senate. Don't think they want to have another shooting, ladies and gentlemen. Now, that is just some of the stuff we've got here. We're going to make the big announcement on the $115,000 biggest contest ever after he leaves us, Operation Paul Revere. That's going live with a red link right now at Infowars.com, and we'll post it to PrisonPlanet.com as a backup. But Doctor, we've had great banter for the last hour. Other points you want to add about solutions? I just want to first get your take on this. Look, this is real. You're more steeled than ever knowing it's real. We've talked privately. It's now all manifesting, our worst analysis being proven right. Again, people better take this serious. What can you say to police and military? I'm talking to police and military, and they're either totally waking up, and the majority of them are, or they're deciding to just sign on to evil. How will the system deal with that?
Well, the police and the military have gone to the Oath Keepers, the whole plan to reach out and say, look, you know, because the New World Order will turn on the police as well.
Yeah, they always do.
If they don't sign on, they'll be equally victims in this. But again, Alex, it's a plan. The Obama plan to bankrupt America.
Your book.
That's what I've been pushing people to read, to understand that once we are indebted to China, we can't tell China to stay out. Once you've sold Current TV to Al Jazeera, Al Jazeera owns the airwaves.
That's globalism. Have foreigners come in and buy everything.
And I wrote a book, America for Sale. I warn people, you're going to be reduced down to, you know, living in the safe places where you can find to live, burying your guns, having, you know, food to live. And even that's not safe. How long are you going to last?
No, they know we've got the food.
But people can understand what you've been saying is true. Fast and Furious occurred from the top. It was an administration-concocted plan by Eric Holder to take the guns away, to attack the Second Amendment, to have these guns show up at events, you know, killings and murders, and say, look, the guns are being sold.
That came out in the memos.
It was out, and you try to get the truth, the memos won't be released. The testimony, even Hillary's testimony, lying testimony, testimony where Hillary did not say, where are the 25 people who survived Benghazi? Why can't we talk to them? What was the White House doing and the CIA for the 8 hours of this attack? Were they watching it occur and not sending in the military to save our troops? Why do the two SEALs have to essentially disobey orders to go to protect Stevens? Again, what were the guns we were running there? You do not launder billions of dollars through HSBC for the Mexican drug cartels, all admitted. Finds now out there. We've been publishing it in WND without the government knowing.
The cartel leaders said in trials, hey, we have a national security pass. We were doing this with the government.
You know, we are the drug cartels. We are Al-Qaeda. We are arming Al-Qaeda. We're arming the drug cartels. And you've got to have, let's have criminal investigations of Hillary. Let's get the documents. Let's demand the documents.
Why are they so bold? How could they publicly use Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and then go on the news and say, you got to give your rights up, Al-Qaeda got weapons in Libya?
With a compliant press, with, you know, Piers Morgan, with all these other people, Piers, bring the foreigners in here and have them lecture to us on gun control.
It actually says that, and they're going to get me.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the whole idea is, avoid investigation. That's what the government wants to do. No memos. Where are the memos and the investigation on Benghazi?
Take the head of the
hearing.
Take the head of the EPA when they caught her using a dummy emails.
HSBC. Let's have a hearing. How did that happen? And the Federal Reserve and didn't know about it.
Why won't the Congress do it? Blackmail, threatened?
Look, the Congress is part of the deal. Congress is being offered the lifetime royalties, you say. They've got their positions. The Democratic and Republican Party are basically in agreement.
And now they're offering the cops lifetime royalty. Take the people's guns. You can keep yours after you retire. Precisely. Cops, if you believe that, you're idiots.
And just as believing the fact that if we let them go on this one, you know, why don't we have a Watergate-style investigation of the entire Obama administration?
I agree. You know, they admit, it was done 1,000 times what Nixon did, 10,000 times. They admit it's the cops holding up going after the guns because the cops know they're going to have their guns taken, and the cops know it's going to be a civil war.
Well, the cops better protect us because the cops are next. That's the point. The communist Chinese would be happy to come in here with their military and tell the local law enforcement, we don't need you anymore.
Well, they'll tell them, turn your guns in, and then they're going to kill them.
But look, you've got the NSA. The NSA can read your emails, read my emails. You mean they couldn't read the emails of HSBC laundering money? They couldn't read the emails of the drug cartels coming across the border? They couldn't read the emails from Ambassador Stevens saying, we're not protected here, running guns? With Al-Qaeda taking over?
You talk to a lot of corporate and government people. Are they concerned right now?
Increasingly. Because, again, the corporations, you know, the whole idea is, well, corporations will be fine in globalism. They'll use all the labor from China. You know, they don't need American labor. See, this people, American labor is useless. It's a detail. You know, don't need expensive American or European.
Don't all these rich people know they're going to get double-crossed?
That's the whole point. People have got. You're not going to be safe by being ignorant.
They're idiots.
You're not going to be.
The governing class is going to slit their throats.
And it's, you know, this is the big move towards globalism. It's the one chance where they think if they can just bankrupt the United States, eliminate the military, step by step, China will move in. We become a colony to communist China. We become the globalists.
That's why Dinesh D'Souza's film gets it wrong. It's not that Obama hates nation states and is an anti-colonialist. Well, no, he does hate nation states. It's that this is a reverse colonialism of the globalist and collectivist governing class to get rid of the nations and create a giant world
and
government.
Listen when the Georgetown professor says the Constitution's an old document, to ignore it, because they think nation states... God. They think God is old.
How is D'Souza's film wrong?
Well, D'Souza's film is wrong in that we want to colonialize America. Obama...
That's right. America's been colonialized by the globalists.
Obama doesn't mind colonialism as long as he's the one doing the colonization.
Exactly. It's a total lie. Globalism is corporate colonization using communist methods.
And let the banks do it because the banks will control the money. You know, if England thinks it's going to vote out of the EU, they're not going to get a chance to do that. It's not going to happen. The EU, again, bankrupting the EU, bankrupting...
And their own documents admit it was designed to bankrupt.
It puts more power in the hands of the global bankers who want to say, we'll be just fine, we'll let communists...
And the EU bureaucrats are all exempt from the taxes.
Look at the money.
Same deal.
Yes. The only money in the United States today is held by the Chinese, who are the richest country in the world. The drug cartels have more money than the corporations or the federal government. The federal government has been intentionally bankrupt.
A criminal takeover.
Criminal takeover. It's a criminal takeover by the globalists of the federal government.
And they're just criminals.
We have a coup d'etat.
That's why they use criminal tactics.
Obama is heading a coup d'etat from within.
A criminal cartel, foreign criminal cartel coup d'etat.
We are, the United States government is the drug cartel. We are the drug cartels. We are Al-Qaeda. We're funding Al-Qaeda. We're putting guns...
Again, the criminal groups that have come in and hijacked are.
Right. And killing Gaddafi. I mean, Obama, why did Obama turn on Gaddafi?
He'd come in and worked with him.
Gaddafi funded Obama through Louis Farrakhan. Reverend Wright met with Gaddafi.
He funded Sarkozy. That's and even then, come out in the news.
And then Obama turns
they
on...
They double-crossed their own guy.
Threw Gaddafi to the wolves because he had Al-Qaeda coming to the fore. Al-Qaeda's taken over... All the criminal...
Which, again, is Saudi Arabia.
The whole idea...
That's the deal.
The whole idea of this Arab Spring...
Turn everything over to the Saudis.
Only more of the Muslim Brotherhood, the radicals, taking over all of North Africa.
So it's Saudi Arabia, the communist Chinese, and the megabanks all teamed up against any country they don't control.
Any country they don't control. And bankrupting the United States people, making the United States people feel like if they don't get their Social Security checks, look at the number of people that are on the verge of bankruptcy in the United States, the number of people facing losing their homes. The plan is to take the homes away from Americans.
And nationalize that.
Plan is to reduce Americans to poverty. And it's this whole Cloud Piven theory is a conscious attempt to bankrupt the United States in order for the globalists to gain power.
It's domestication for slaughter. Dr. Corsi, you've got to go catch an airplane. We're going to have you back on very, very soon when the new book comes out. In fact, I want to tell Weldon Henson back there over our department.
Bad
I want to carry
Samaritans, Bad Samaritan. You'll have it.
I want to carry all your new books.
Have it.
All right, Dr. Corsi, thank you for being with us.
Alex, you're doing God's work. Keep it up.
Thank you, sir. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, he's got to leave us to go get on an airplane. There goes Dr. Corsi. We'll help him get unhooked in here. And just amazing times that we live in. Absolutely amazing times. And I've studied history. I became obsessed with history when I was about 10 years old and became a good reader. And I've studied it. I've studied communism, fascism, socialism. I've read the books of Dr. Carol Quigley, the books of the White House Science Czar, the books of the Rockefellers, their foundations, their statements, everything that they stand for. And their game plan is 100% public. So when people ask, how do I know that TSA was coming to Austin? Well, they've announced they're going to be in every city. And now they're here running checkpoints on the road. I also have my police sources. I mean, people ask, how did I know they'd start putting smart meters on with armed police? Well, they announced they would. How did I know they would start double and triple charging, during peak times with smart meters, and then smart meters would dial into all of the new appliances 15 years ago? And now it's just happening because it was all MIT documents. You can't go buy a dishwasher now or any major appliance that doesn't have Bluetooth or wireless hookups, TVs, you name it, with cameras on them, dialing in through the smart meter, watching and listening to you. I mean, it's beyond 1984. The cancer viruses and the vaccines, thousands of documents, sterilizing people, killing people. I mean, we're living in a stinking nightmare, but it's all scientifically rolled out. And 95% of the government people and corporate don't know all this. That's why they haven't killed me. Because it's all a joke. Oh, listen to that loud Texan. Wouldn't you be loud if all this was true and you knew it? Well, it is true. Of course I'm upset. Man, I'm on the front lines of this thing. And if you'll just get out of your stinking coma, we can turn this thing around. Now, I want to make a big announcement, Roger. I have to skip this network break. You know what? I'll make the announcement with this video and then come back and make some other comments. The video just went up at Infowars.com with the contest details and rules. It's all up at Infowars.com right now, red-linked in the featured news area and at PrisonPlanet.com. Infowars launches Operation Paul Revere. Here it is. This will be a huge blow against the globalists. Here it is.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Fellow freedom lovers, Alex Jones here with the biggest contest announcement we've ever made. This is so incredibly exciting. We are launching Operation Paul Revere. What did Paul Revere do? He rode through the countryside in New England saying, to arms, the redcoats are coming. Oneth by land, toeth by sea. And all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. Let me officially announce Operation Paul Revere, a $100,000 cash first place winner to be judged by yours truly, Alex Jones. The film can be 3 minutes. It can be up to 2 hours. It can be fiction, nonfiction, documentary, drama. It's got to promote liberty and freedom and expose tyranny and oppression. And it's not just people in the U.S. that can enter. It's folks worldwide. The rules, the details are at Infowars.com/contest. You have to read the rules and officially sign up for this because it's a $100,000 prize, first place, $10,000 second place, $5,000 third place. But just as I did last year with the reporter contest, we are going to crowdsource from the pool of incredible talent out there and hire several official crews to be directors and writers and camera people in Infowars.com produced major films and documentaries that will be put in movie theaters and on cable. And I've got all the connections to get it done. Together, we're going to really give the New World Order hell. This is extremely exciting. I've made over 20 films. One of them alone has reached more than 40 million people on YouTube and Google Video. The Obama Deception, Endgame, Fall of the Republic, Road to Tyranny. Films are the most effective thing I do, but they're very time-consuming. And so I want to turn the power of we the people loose here. And your art, your research, your ideas are unstoppable. We're officially kicking the contest off this Friday. And you've got a little more than 3 months until April 30th. Just a little more than 3 months to produce your documentary or your film and get it out. And it will absolutely reach tens of millions of people. Our normal contest get about 500 entries. That's what $10,000 prizes. This is 10 times that. $100,000 for first place. That's one of the biggest contests out there. In fact, it's the biggest next to Doritos that has $100,000. This is huge, ladies and gentlemen. $115,000 in cash prizes and a shot to have your film produced and financed by InfoWars.com. Edit it, upload it to YouTube and one other alternate public video site, and send your entry to Paul Revere at InfoWars.com. The animating contest of liberty that Thomas Jefferson talked about is happening right now. The modern battlefield is in the mind more than ever. We use truth. The globalists use lies and deception. The corruption and oppression and high-tech police state is in our face. But the controllers are scared. They intended to use the internet to dominate and control humanity and surveil us. But we've turned their system against them. This is a historic crossroads that we have reached. And I ask you to ride in the year 2013, just as one of the founders of this republic did back in 1775. I'm calling you to arms in the info war because the pen and the video camera is mightier than the sword. Let's go in there and rescue humanity and awaken them and set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. Be part of this contest. You've got 3 months. Put your hat in the ring. Be part of the solution to the corruption and oppression. Be part of the resistance to tyranny. We're looking for the Paul Reveres that will drive a stake through the New World Order's wicked heart. We're going to break, and when we come back, I'll give you more details of this and then get into some of the other news. But, again, I'm even shaken up right now by how fast this is moving. If you're a new listener and you're going, what is this all about? Read history. Read about tyranny. That's what it's all about. Okay? Now, there will probably be 1,000 entries to this. This will probably reach 100 million people. It'll be the best $115,000 ever spent. All of you win by entering the contest. Get involved now. InfoWars.com has it red linked at the top.
If you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but were waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now, here's the best part. Every year, we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait, they go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus.
Monday through Friday.
Someone to hear
11 a.m. to 2
prayers.
P.m. Central.
Someone who's
again, any historian would look at what's happening and would say, my gosh, we're going into total fascism. But it's really eugenics, eugenicism. I've got to come up with a word for this. It's a technocratic hell. And everything, once you study it, is a psych warfare program to get you to submit to them. And to get you to take on the idea that you're guilty. I mean, look at these headlines up at InfoWars.com. You're a radio listener. Airport terror announcements now being played in hotels. And the article by Paul Watson and myself, we wrote this article together this morning. Paul's already written three articles today. I don't tell him to do that. He's passionate and works about 16 hours a day because he understands how bad it is. And when he's very clean cut, his family are very nice, well-spoken people that, you know, look even aristocratic almost. And they go out in London and walk down the street, and the police walk over and ask who you are, line up, you know, you're a terrorist. It's when you look handsome or smart, you're the enemy, okay? It's when you care. The enemy senses it. If you look like a zombie, that's how I know how to infiltrate things, because I can pull it off. I can actually get in the mode of a low IQ and going, and then the system doesn't even notice you. They hate you when you're strong. And people like Watson and his brothers will be out with their wives or girlfriend, depending on which one, and it's just always the police come over and line up. Going to ask you some questions. It happened to me when I was in London. And this is how they operate. And they told me in England, they said, don't be here at the tube station, out here on the street at the entrance. Don't ask people questions here. Move along or we'll have you thrown out. But they do that to people that are born in England. England's not a free country anymore. Paul Watson knows that. So he sits in his house 16 hours a day conservatively, some days 18, fighting the New World Order at a computer. Because he understands, and he doesn't like being a slave. He doesn't like that it's getting worse every minute. He doesn't like the oxygen is leaving the room. He knows. It's like the old swashbuckler archaeologist movies that came out in the 30s, 40s, and 50s that Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark is based on. Where, you know, you're in the temple and the water's coming in, rising up. You've got to get out of your dead, or the walls are coming in on you, or sand's pouring in. I mean, we got to get out of this. And, I'll be driving home, looking at the trees, looking at the moon, the beauty of the world, loving my wife, my children. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I mean, I know there's a probability they'll kill me or put me in prison. I mean, I wish I wasn't right. I wish I wasn't having to be up here launching, you know, a huge contest with hundreds of films to defeat the enemy. I wish I didn't have to be so effective, because you know how dangerous that is? You know, I destroyed Piers Morgan. The proof's in the pudding. They won't have me on any other shows. They're scared to death. Because they know I'll shake people out of their coma. Not because I'm anybody special, but because I am primitive. It's a primitive response. They don't want you in your normal response to being oppressed to go, I'm not your slave. They want you to just go along with it, comply. Now is the time to get involved. Now is the time to take on the globalists. Now is the time to decide for, you know, what you serve, evil or good. And by the way, if we defend liberty, all the prosperity will come back. That's the thing. All of you that are part of the power structure, I think this is going to be a beautiful dark ride, and you've got these visions of yourself with all this power through the state. You're going to wish later you'd not been part of this. Everybody, be part of this new film contest at InfoWars.com, 115,000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.